Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today as we get set to give our Titans 2021 season predictions. That's right, we're going to be putting ourselves on the record, giving you the breakdown, and then the NFL is starting this coming Thursday with the Tampa Bay Bucks taking on the Dallas Cowboys, and then of course our Titans will be taking the field Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. We'll have more for that matchup later on in the week. But for today, I'm going to get into those predictions. Before we do that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by Bet Online. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start this coming season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. A lot of craziness happening for week one of college football. Some really good games that we were able to be treated to. I was able to go over to BetOnline, get in there, and really it just made the games that much more interesting, especially whenever you're sweating some of those out towards the end. But hey, you can get all the updated odds, props, and contests, and that includes BetOnline's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest, and they are open now at BetOnline. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded. Up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. D, for the college action, I know the SEC was in full swing. We got to watch a lot of great games. Unfortunately, your LSU Tigers went down. Hopefully, they were able to rebound. Tennessee was able to play a bad Bowling Green team, but walk away with the win last Thursday. They got Pitt this upcoming weekend. I'm excited to see how that one turns out. It's their first true test. And of course, I think everyone's just playing catch up to Alabama at this point. They look pretty dominant in their performance against the Miami Hurricanes. But I will say, I and the Ole Miss Rebels, I know Lane Kiffin wasn't on the sideline, but that offense looks like it's going to be something to be reckoned with this year. And so we'll see if Lane Train's able to put any damage in the SEC. But hey, it's going to be fun to watch it all shake out. But before we continue with our Titans predictions, I did want to take a moment to talk about Balance 7. You know, I know we've discussed it, but there are talks about former NBA player Lamar Odom possibly returning to professional basketball in Spain soon, and apparently he's going to try out for Pau Gasol's team. I know, right? That Laker tandem from back in the day. But hey, he's been taking a new product he owes the credit to, Balance 7. Balance 7 is a pH-balancing alkaline supplement drink. It's like vitamins or supplements in liquid form. Just 1 ounce a day, 3 times a day, and in a week, you will see the effects. You will see how Balance 7 has helped. And right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you'll get $10 off their 32-ounce bottle. The bottle lasts 11 days, which is the perfect amount of time to fill the pH-balancing drink go-to-work. Again, that's Balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE at checkout. I did it. If it worked for him, it can work for you too. Balance7. All right, D, it's that time. We're going to get into our Titans 2021 season predictions. We're going to go through the 18-week schedule, game by game. You give me a win, loss, any quick tidbits you want to give me for that game, and we'll see what we have when it's all said and done. You know, I'm excited for this year. Obviously, when you look at the AFC South, the Titans, clear favorite to win it. I feel confident in their abilities based off what we've seen in the last couple of years and just how this team has been constructed overall. So I'm curious to see where your thoughts are on the matter as well, and we'll just go ahead and dive right in. But before we do that, D, I want to ask, how you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing great, man. The weather is beautiful. I can't complain. Fall's coming. I can't wait. The summer kind of gets out of here. This heat, you know, and I don't need to work on my tan. So I'm just excited about the fall season coming. I love fall because you know what fall represents to me?
Football.
Football. Let's go.
I'm here for it. And it's here for us. So, hey, but let's just go ahead, dive on in, and look at the Titans. Week one, hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals, Kyler Murray, that offense. Are they able to make the jump? What are we going to get there? D, I will let you do the honors in going first. What do you have happening this coming Sunday?
Well, you know what? It's time for Arizona to win and to win now. Cliff Kingsbury project, ownership-wise, they want to see something big this year in Arizona. So you got to understand this, D, is they're going to come out. They're going to come ready. And they got a new revamped defense. You know who's there. Mr. Watts is there, so he's going to bring that presence, that physicality. He's going to bring that experience to that defense, along with Arthur Jones, who's one of the premier defensive players in the league. So this is going to be a nail biter, just like the game last year in Denver. You know, when I coming down to the last minute of the game, I think this game has the potential to come down who has the ball last. I think if Tennessee's got the ball last, I think the Titans have a chance to win if Arizona has the ball last, because Kyler is just, he's dangerous. I just do not like playing against Kyler Murray. There's something special about him. So, D, this game's going to come down to the last possession of the game. I said it.
Give me a win or a loss.
I'm going to go, they're playing in Nashville, so I think the Titans going to pull this one out.
I'm right there with you. I do think it'll be about a touchdown margin victory for the Titans, and let me caveat that by saying if the Titans have all their key players healthy, again, hopefully nobody pops up last minute on the COVID list. Once Arizona does come in here, I do still have some questions about their defense overall. I do think their offense is going to be able to make some plays. It should be a high-scoring affair, but at the end of the day, I expect the Titans to walk away with a W and start the season off 1-0. Moving along, week two, on the road, Seattle, September the 19th. We got a 4:25 kickoff there, Eastern time. I'll start us off here, D. I actually think that Seattle's going to get the upper hand on us. I just, for whatever reason, I hate that trip out to the West Coast. The jet lag, just for whatever
jet
reason,
lag.
Whatever I've done it, man, it just like, I couldn't it imagine gets, playing a game like that.
And
I know
tough,
you've had
man.
To do that before, but those cross-country yes. trips are just the worst. And, I mean, Seattle's still a really good team. You look at Russell Wilson. I know he's got a lot of weapons that he's able to get the ball to. DK Metcalf, obviously a lot of ties there because of him and A.J. Brown playing college football together at Ole Miss. And I think it's going to be a close game. It's the NFL. I mean, they're usually always close for the most part. But I do think Seattle's going to get our number there early, and the Titans are looking at being 1-1 to start or through the first 2 weeks.
You must have read my mind, because this game is going to come down to the players on the edge, on the perimeter. This game is going to come down between Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf versus Jack Rabbit and Christian Fulton. They got their hands full, because you got arguably right now the best receiver in the league, and he's trying to make everybody pay for not drafting him in the first round. And D, you know what? Russell Wilson, that's a grown man. They tried to talk about him when he was coming out of Wisconsin. I don't know what the people were thinking down in North Carolina State letting him go. I think it's going to be a tough game going up there in that sleepy, raining, beautiful Pacific Northwest weather. And I think the Titans won't wake up in time, and I give it to Seattle.
Yeah, anytime you're going up against an elite quarterback like Russell Wilson, they're always able to make you pay, especially at home. And that crowd's going to be pretty raucous, I would say, unless they put in some granted, I have not looked at the regulations that Seattle's putting forward as far as it relates to fan attendance, but I know something to keep an eye on there. D, moving right along, week three, Titans' first AFC South division opponent, and we're taking on the Indianapolis Colts. That game is in Nashville. I'll let you go first, sir.
Well, you know what? There's no Carson Wentz, but they do have a player that really we had problems with last year, Jonathan Taylor, Marlon Mack, and Naheem Hines. That's a three-headed monster at running back. And, of course, T.Y., you're talking about Paris Campbell. And then, but the offensive line is kind of banged up. We talked about Quentin Nelson possibly out. But that defense, D, again, you still have DeForest and Quiddy Pay coming over from them coming out. Their first round draft pick out of Michigan. I think this is going to be a lot tougher game than we anticipated, but I believe the Titans are going to pull this out to go 2-1.
Yeah, right now, just based off the injury concerns at key positions that the Colts have, I'm with you. I don't think the Colts will be ready to take on the Titans at this point. And I also have the Titans with the win. I think this one's probably going to be a little bit lower scoring than the experts anticipate, because I do think that this Colts defense is going to continue to play at a high level. I know last year when we got the win against them, they were missing several guys, and I don't expect to see that defense being too banged up, but their offense just shouldn't have enough to where the Colts defense is able to slow the Titans offense down long enough for the Colts to come out on top. So I got the Titans getting the win there to start the division race on the right foot. And then, D, the following week, Titans head on the road, going up to New York to take on the Jets. To kick this one off, I'm actually kind of glad we have an away game up north early. Weather's not going to be that big of a factor. Granted, I know the Titans typically do play well in cold weather, but early on, you're getting a young quarterback in Zach Wilson. He's not going to have time to get acclimated. I know you never want to sleep on your opponent, but I do think that as he's still adjusting to this league, it's too early for him. The Jets, just from a talent standpoint, they don't match up against the Titans at this point. Give me the Titans with the win. Titans are looking at 3-1 through the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, anytime you're going against a rookie quarterback, you always want to go with the more experienced team, because rookies, quarterbacks typically struggle in the first part of the season. We saw that with Sam Darnold when he was with New York. And I know they got a great coach in Robert Saleh. He's going to have that defense ready, but I still think the Titans are going to go up to beautiful New York, and they're going to get this game.
All right, D, week five, heading back on the road, this time going south all the way down to Jacksonville, taking on the Jaguars. What you got for me?
Again, rookie quarterback, I know you love him. Beautiful blonde hair, gorgeous wife, matter of fact. I'll say this, D.
Is his hair blonde, technically?
Yeah, blonde locks. Remind me of yourself. You know, you kind of look like Trevor Lawrence. Did anybody ever tell you that?
I can't say that I've gotten that.
You like, I wish. No, I'm just joking. Again, rookie quarterback, first year coach at Urban Meyer, and he cut Tim Tebow. So I'm still mad at him about that, and you for bringing that up. But I think the Titans will get this game. It's a divisional game. You want to start off with your divisional opponents. Why? Because we always talk about this, D. It counts as two. So again, I think they will be 2-0 in the division after this game.
Yeah, Jacksonville, I don't believe the Urban Meyer experiment's going to go well when it's all said and done. I think the Titans walk out of there with an easy win, and a lot of Jaguar fans are really questioning, like, all right, well, we're building, but is it going to work out at the end of the day? Titans starting the season off 4-1, 2-0 in the division, which is the important thing whenever you look at locking up that AFC South. Then, D, after that one, we get a primetime game. Monday Night Football is coming to Music City. We're hosting the Buffalo Bills, 8:15. It's going to be the kickoff for that one on ESPN. Some primetime game. Yeah, really, we had primetime last year against the Bills because we played them on a Tuesday. Again, their fans, after that entire debacle, I'm not a fan of the Bills Mafia anymore. I used to kind of root for them because, I mean, you want to talk about like constant suffering. Like, can't imagine going to four straight Super Bowls and losing them all. But anyway, for Buffalo, I do think that they're going to rebound. I think they got a really good chance. Honestly, right now, if I had to pick a team to represent the AFC when it's all said and done, I think the Bills are going to come out on top. And that Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs, if Allen takes another step forward, I didn't expect him to have the jump that he did from last year or from 2 years ago to what he did last year. And if he's able to take advantage and continue to improve. That team's got a really high ceiling, but I do think Buffalo's actually going to come back and get revenge against the Titans in Nashville. And so that's the second loss on the season I have for Tennessee.
Yeah, well, I like Sean McDermott as a head coach. I think he's underrated. He's one of the young, really a genius offensively. But I'll say this, the Bills made a huge investment in Mr. Josh Allen, paid him $150 million. You know what that means, don't you, D? He got paid. He's rich. And I think the Bills are going to atone for last year's debacle when they came here and got their behinds spanked. So I got Buffalo winning that game.
Okay. See, I mean, at this point, we're actually lockstep, which is pretty remarkable for us to be on the same page, especially for this long. All right, D, so we're staying home, and this time we're getting the Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning AFC champions, and then 2 years ago, obviously, the team that ruined the Titans' chances of playing in the big dance. But Kansas City coming to Nashville October 24th, I actually have us winning. I think Kansas City is going to take a step back this year. Every time you have a team that gets beat in the Super Bowl for whatever reason, especially if they've had a lot of injuries or there's a lot of shakeup on parts of that roster, I don't expect them to come back and be as dominant as they have been the last 2 years. I know they have Patrick Mahomes, which always allows them to stay in a game, but I just don't think they're going to be able to keep him healthy the entire season with their offensive line. When you look at chemistry, it ain't it. So I actually might surprise some people, but I have the Titans beating Kansas City, avenging that loss to Buffalo the week before, even on a short week. So there you go. The Titans moving to 5-2 to start the season.
You know, predictions are just that, predictions. They're so unpredictable. And I think the Chiefs are going to come into Nashville and they're going to shock the Titans simply because I love their defense with the Honey Badger, and I love this young running back in Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of LSU. I know you like Denard. You just named two guys from LSU. Well, you know what? I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes. I think that running game is going to get going this year. I think they're going to be mad this year. They're going to come back and try to basically just dismantle every one of their opponents. So I'm going with the Chiefs this game.
Gotcha. Okay. First disagreement between the two of us. Moving right along. Following that, the Titans head on the road to Indianapolis, go up to face the Colts. This game, again, a lot to be determined at this point. I know initially I didn't think that the Carson Wentz-Quentin Nelson tandem would be back. It looks as though, from all reports, they should be playing at this point. D, what do you got?
You know, history has a way of repeating itself, Debo. And, you know, when Tennessee plays Indy up in Indianapolis, they seem to play really well. But for some reason, when they play in Nashville, they seem to just lay an egg. I'm going to go with the Titans winning this game up in Indy.
Nice. I'm on the other side of the equation here. I think the Titans are going to take an L. Sweeping the Colts is something that's very difficult. I think the Titans are definitely going to get them early on, but it's one of those rivalries where even when one team's more dominant than the other, it usually always remains close and they find a way to split the series. And at least in recent memory, I know we won up there last year, but I do think the Colts will at least get us once this year. And I would definitely put my money on it being the second time around versus the first time. So I got the Colts winning there. Moving right along, Titans, another primetime game. And I do think this is a big game. We're going to L.A. to take on the Rams, this time Sunday Night Football. You know, one of the teams I'm actually extremely high on this year is the Rams. I think the Titans are going to lose two in a row. And I say that because Jared Goff is an average quarterback. I still think as long as he's healthy, Matt Stafford can be an elite quarterback in this league. And the biggest problem with Matt Stafford is he's never had a ton of weapons. I know he had Calvin Johnson for years, and Calvin was able to get a Hall of Fame career, but outside of that, just being in Detroit, it's not been an environment where I think they've really been able to showcase Matt Stafford being as great of a quarterback as he is. And when you put him with Sean McVay, I think that they are really going to have a good season. And the NFC West is just going to be something that's going to be a struggle to mess with. It's one of the biggest divisions I'm looking forward to watching this year. And right now I have the Titans getting the win against Arizona, the loss against Seattle, and now I have them losing at the Rams.
Wow. So you're saying they're not going to stack up well with the NFC West?
Right now, I don't think so, just primarily because of when the games fall and just anytime you have to go on the road out there. I kind of struggle to think.
When they go on the road, they typically go the day on a Friday when you have to travel from one coast to the other. So they'll be well rested and they'll get acclimated to the time change. But what scares me about this game is you have arguably the best defensive player in the world in Aaron Donald, as well as Jalen Ramsey. So I do believe you got a shutout corner, and then you got the best interior lineman, defensive lineman in the game today. So that defense is always tough. And then they lost Cam Akers. So I think the X factor is going to be Sony Michel. He's coming over from New England. I think this is a fresh start for him to show that he's that number one back and he don't have to be in Bill Belichick's system where he's one of 25 guys back there carrying the ball. So I think he's going to show out that game. I like LA winning this game.
All right. We're lockstep there. Do you want to take a break real quick to talk about some exciting news? Our pod is partnering with PlayActionPools.com this season to bring some interactive fun to the sport we love most. You'll be able to get in on the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everyone. Now, here's how it works. Sign up for our contest, Believe Football Pick'em. You can do that at PlayActionPools.com and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Again, go to PlayActionPools.com and sign up for the contest. Believe, B-L-E-A-V, Football Pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to PlayActionPools.com today. They've got Survivor Pick'em as well as a cool sportsbook style concept called Build Your Bankroll. PlayActionPools.com, your new home for all your office sports pools. Moving right along, week 10. Titans taking on the New Orleans Saints. Saints, a team that's having a new quarterback for the first time in a long time. Right now, Jameis Winston in line to take over for Drew Brees. Titans have had pretty good success against Jameis Winston so far in his career. And D, when you look at New Orleans, obviously kind of some fresh faces around that program. But what are you thinking?
You know what? I got the Titans winning against the Saints. For some reason, Jameis is Winston. He's just, I don't know what we're going to get out of him. He's kind of up and down, a lot of ebbs. You know, just you don't know what you're going to get of Jameis. I know the word in New Orleans is that he's been very productive. He's pretty much looking like that number one. He's going to win that number one quarterback spot. So, but I still got the Titans beating the Saints. I just think it's going to be too much losing Drew Brees.
Yeah, give me a win against the Saints as well. And that game is the one that was added to the schedule whenever the league expanded to 17 games. Titans ended up getting New Orleans because of that expansion there. But then Titans been going for a while, still waiting. Got two more games before we get to the bye, but now we are in week 11, and you get the Houston Texans staying in Nashville for 2 weeks in a row at this point. With Houston and all the problems they have, I don't see them being able to come on the road and take on the Titans at this part. I don't see Deshaun Watson being back at this point. I mean, if he is, I think that would completely change the outlook, even though they are looking to trade him. They weren't able to find a suitor before the roster trim deadline. I really don't know what the future of that franchise really does have in store, but I definitely don't see them coming on the road and beating Tennessee. So give me the Titans with the win there.
Yeah, I agree with you. First-year head coach, you got a first-year quarterback in Tyrod. He's coming over. I like Tyrod Taylor. I think he's a very productive quarterback. And then that defensive line for the Texans, you know how they play against Tennessee. Derek should get about 600 yards rushing. I said it. So I'm going with Tennessee winning that game.
Okay, then moving right along, the New England Patriots are the Titans' next opponent. This time we're going up to Foxborough to face on the now, we're assuming Mac Jones, if he's healthy, he's the guy who's going to, he's definitely their QB1 as of right now. We're expecting him to be the guy. Does he have enough time to kind of get acclimated to the NFL by the point in which the Titans come up there? What are you thinking in that regard, Denard?
first-year quarterback. It all depends on how Matt Jones is progressing, and it depends on how that offensive line is protecting him. You know what you're going to get defensively from New England because they are coached by the head coach, believe it or not. He calls those defenses. People don't know that. But I think this is a game where New England actually wins. It's a hard place to play. Teams struggle there. And not to mention, it's in November, so a little bit of the climate change. I'm going the Patriots winning that game.
Yeah, definitely it being at home helps them. I know the last time the Titans went up there, they pretty much ended that dynasty. But the Titans at this point in the season, if they can pull out a win, that'd be incredible because their bye is the next week. I do think you're going to have a lot of wear and tear at that point. Really just kind of determine, comes down to who's healthier, in my opinion. I do believe that week of rest is going to be extremely crucial for the following week. But I'm kind of with you. I got New England coming away there. That defense for New England, I expect them to make a leap forward. They get a lot of guys back that ended up opting out last season. So I think that will allow them to be much better. And they're not going to be as milquetoast as they were this past season. But then, D, we head into the bye. And right now, the Titans, whenever that bye week comes up, reassessing things, you're looking at the schedule, and you realize you're getting close to playoff time. You only have five more games in the regular season. And fortunately, going into week 14, you're hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars, still a team that is young, definitely not as talented as we are. I have the Titans getting the win there. And so I think that'll be just another notch in that AFC South race that will help the Titans as they continue towards hopefully getting being the reigning AFC South champion.
Yeah, well, first-year coach in Urban Meyer, but at this time, you're talking about in December, this is what we call the meat and potatoes part of the game. Let's say if Jacksonville is out of the equation, this is a team that can play spoiler, and that's really dangerous in the National Football League. And let's say the Titans are very relevant and they have a shot at not only being a playoff contender, or they can be a team that is looking to separate and be able to host a game and take a week off winning their division. So this is a scary part of the season, but I have the Titans because I feel like this Jacksonville team, they're just too young, and right now they're in a rebuilding phase with a new head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a bad take, and I really just hope that the team's not looking forward to the next week because you do go on the road to Pittsburgh, a team that the Titans, you know, there's always been kind of that battle back and forth. It seems like there's a lot of big games that really come down to it whenever these teams get together. Now, Pittsburgh at this point, I'm interested to get your take on where you think that team will be because I don't know. I'm probably in a camp different than a lot of people right now.
Well, yeah. Well, it starts with Big Ben. It starts with that offensive line. But right now, what's Ben going into? His 17th year, something like that? It's a lot. It's up there. We stopped counting 2 years ago when he supposed he was going to retire. But I'll say this. It depends on Ben's play. When he came down here last year to Nashville, they absolutely lit Tennessee up in the first half. But the second half, they were held to just 3 points because the Titans and Coach Shane Boeing was able to figure out what was going on and readjusted the game plan. And we saw Jayon Brown have just an explosive second half. So the question is, will the Titans play like the Titans in the second half? And if they play like the Titans in the second half, I think this is a game where Titans, they go up to, they go up to Pittsburgh and they beat Pittsburgh. But if they play Pittsburgh like they did in the first half, then they're going to end up getting blown out.
I got it as a W. I think Pittsburgh, their defense is still going to be really good, but their offense, man, I don't trust their offensive line. I think Big Ben at this point probably not going to be playing. I know he's able to withstand some hits. He's been a very tough and resilient guy throughout his entire tenure. But for whatever reason, this season, I think the wheels fall off that Pittsburgh bus. And Mike Tomlin is going to have a really big task ahead as far as looking to the next part of that Steelers franchise. I think he's going to stay in there. I mean, the Steelers are known for keeping coaches, and I think he's going to do just fine. He's never had a losing record. I think this is the first year that the Steelers do have a losing record. I'm not feeling the gold and black and give me a win for the Titans at Pittsburgh. And I think at that point it might honestly kind of get close to ending Pittsburgh's chances at a playoff position. We can check the tape and see if I'm way off on that one whenever the time comes. But right now, give me the Titans with a win in Pittsburgh. And then we got three games left in Nard. This one, very quick turnaround for both the Titans and the 49ers. And this game is in Nashville. I'm really high on San Francisco this year, but I do think the Titans on just such a short notice are able to get the win. They're not having to travel. It's right around Christmas time. Just so many different things going on there. Give me the Titans with the win versus San Francisco. We split the games for the NFC West, but I will be interested to see if Trey Lance is starting for the 49ers at that point. The 49ers are going to make the playoffs this year, in my opinion. But that game, Thursday night, December the 23rd, give me a win for the Tennessee Titans.
It all depends on the play of the quarterback. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback, first of all. Is it going to be Jimmy G? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Word around San Francisco, they're going to start the season out with Jimmy G. Mm-hmm. The question is which Jimmy G we get? We don't know. You know, if we get a hot Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm going with San Francisco. But he's been inconsistent, and he's been banged up the last few years. So it's kind of like a hit and miss with Jimmy G. Or the word around town in San Francisco is this Trey Lance from North Dakota State, this Bison, he's the real deal. Okay. So again, we don't know. We know they got a really good offensive line. They got a good defense. But if Jimmy is playing like the Pro Bowl player he's been in the past, about 3 years ago when they paid him all that, paid him very handsomely, then I got San Francisco coming into town and winning that game.
Gotcha. No, I think that's going to be a close one. It's going to be a fun one. Glad we're kind of getting to watch that in prime time. And right before the holidays should be a good treat for everybody. Moving right along, at least the Titans will have some extra rest going into their next game, which will be kicking off the 2022 year, hosting the Miami Dolphins on January the 2nd. D, what do you got?
The Dolphins were good last year. If they can build on last year's resume, this is a team that could, to me, be representing the AFC this year in the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. They've got a great head coach in Brian Flores. Again, it all depends on Tua, and it depends on that offensive line being able to protect them. If they can protect Tua this year, watch out. This might be the sleeper in the National Football League, this Miami Dolphins team. This is a game that I wish I can say Tennessee, but you know what? If Tua is playing the way he's capable of playing and they're protecting Tua, plus you got Xavier Howard. If he can ever get his contract situation situated in Miami, he's one of the, not only the top paid corner in the league, but he's a shutdown corner. I got Miami.
I'm not going to argue with you, man. I actually have the Dolphins as well, but I don't necessarily agree with Tua. I do think they're going to have some issues there, but I think their defense is going to be playing at a really high level. And I think it's just a game where the Titans kind of have a lag after actually having all that rest, and they're not coming in prepared. They're looking ahead to just going down to Houston, kind of finishing off the regular season there. And I think Miami's actually going to come up here and shock us. I think Tennessee will go into that game being favored, but for whatever reason, I just don't feel confident that we're going to pull off a win there. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Titans are able to get the W there and just really continue, because, I mean, I've got them winning every game from the bye up until that point. And if they do come out with the win, fantastic. But then, D, we head on in the final game of the regular season. Again, we are playing Houston. This time we're at Houston, January the 9th. I'll just start us off, man. I think Houston's just going to be trying to figure out what they have at this point that they can work around. They're just going to be throwing a bunch of guys out there. This should be an easy win for the Titans, in my opinion. I know it's the National Football League. You can't take anything for a given. Titans are healthy. They should not have an issue here, because the Texans have so many problems they're trying to work around. But the Titans get the win here. They finish the season for me at 11-6, and they win the AFC South again, hosting another playoff game. Hopefully, we'll get to have a better outcome for whoever comes to Nashville. But that is where I have the Titans 2021 season. Where are you at, my friend? Bring us home.
You know what? I like Tyrod. For some reason, I think this is a year he's going to prove to the National Football League that, you know what, I'm the real deal. Whatever happened at Cleveland when he got hurt, and then all of a sudden he was out at Cleveland, goes to L.A., who's going to be the starting quarterback. We saw Herbert step in, and then Tyrod just basically disappeared again. I think Terod's going to make some magic this year, but unfortunately, he's having to do it with a first-year coach and David Cooley, who's me and David Cooley, we have a history. I told you about that from Texas A&M, but I don't want to talk about that. So I got Tennessee. If they take care of their business, they should win this game convincingly, David.
I'm right there with you, D. So I take it you are also at 11-6 for the 2021 Tennessee Titans campaign.
You mean both of us are at 11-6?
Well, I couldn't.
I gotta go back and redo this.
I couldn't pick 9-7. I know we did better than 9-7 last year, which I was kind of glad we were able to get the next step in that saga. But yeah, man, I think the Titans should have a good season. I'm riding the hype going into the playoffs. Let's hope we get a good draw, team's healthy, and a much better offensive performance this season than we had last season to end things off, because I still got a bad taste in my mouth from that Baltimore game.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the guys feel the same way to lose that game like they did last year. It was the first time in, 13 years they got they had a chance to host a playoff game in Tennessee, and they just basically laid an egg. And so they, in order to atone for last year's loss, they have to come out this year and take care of business. And if they do, this is a team that could be playing in beautiful Inglewood, California, at that brand new state-of-the-art facility. I really want to go and see that stadium and those beautiful palm trees on the outside.
All right. Then I take it, D, you're flying me out there if we end up making it to the Super Bowl. Sound like
a deal? No, you think I want to hang with you? I'm a bachelor.
We're gonna have to find a way for Believe. Wait, what's to say I'm not a great wingman?
Davey, you've already told on yourself when we were talking about flag football. You said you wouldn't even pick yourself.
I recall having this conversation. Yeah, that was at all. You're just pulling this out of nowhere.
No, just seriously. Yeah, I'll hang with you. I'll take you to the beach.
I'm not trying to step on the field and play.
I hope not. But, we'll see. I just want to go to LA because I love just going there. It's a beautiful place. I don't know if I want you to be my wingman because you might mess my game up.
Well, how about I watch from afar to see how well you do in the first place? But hey, D, man, good stuff today, my friend. We're out of time, but I'm glad to see that the Titans football season is going to be starting soon. And before we get out of here, any closing thoughts?
No, just take the theme for this year is take care of your business, because if you don't, we know what happens next year. It can be a whole new, different football team. So remember, take care of your business. All the pieces are in place. Go get it.
All right. Well, D, thank you, my friend. We got the record prediction out there. That is going to wrap it up for us. I'm Davey Hudson. For Denard Walker, you have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by BetOnline, on the Believe Podcast Network, and as always, tighten up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.